This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
I've got a 17-year-old dog at home who occasionally, and you can't blame him, he has little accidents in the house. And I've always got a box of baking soda nearby. I cover it and it just sucks up the liquid out of the carpet. It's absolutely amazing. And I reckon it's the best thing, even though it's not some sort of chemical that I've bought from the supermarket. Now, I know many people also use it for cleaning as well as vinegar. And I must admit, I still have a good old bleach for the bathroom. But I want to move away from harmful chemicals. So do pantry items such as baking soda and vinegar actually work when it comes to cleaning? And how good are they? Well, Nathan Kyler is a senior lecturer in chemistry at the University of Tasmania. Nathan, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Nathan, I'm quite excited. I think you're the first person we've had from the University of Tasmania. We have all the other universities, so welcome.
Thanks very much.
Now, I wish this was TV, as I reckon you could show us now that good old chemical fizz volcano happening, couldn't you?
Look, it's a great one, and a lot of people will have memories of childhood or maybe even into adulthood of mixing that vinegar and bicarb together and getting that wonderful visual chemical reaction. It really is a thing to see.
Is mixing, bicarb and vinegar together and getting that reaction, does it mean it's a good cleaner?
No, and so that's part of the trick here is that so I've written a conversation article looking into these cleaners and sort of what they do. And I think it's part of the sort of trick. It's almost like a visual placebo, if I can put it that way, where we think it's doing more because it does give us that fizzy reaction.
So it's nothing at all. Is it a bit like when you buy any soap, say dishwashing soap, for example, the bubbles really don't do anything, do they?
It's an interesting one there too, because with our dishwashing soaps, the chemicals that are there, if we have enough of them, that's the only time when they can start to form bubbles. So if you're ever washing up a lot, let's say you've had a big party or a big dinner party or something, and you find that all the bubbles have disappeared, that tends to mean that it's time to probably empty out the washing water and get some more, because all of the detergents that would be making those bubbles are now in the water, helping the fats and other bits of grime to stay dissolved.
Ah, so we can use the bubbles as a bit of an indicator rather than the thing that actually cleans itself.
The manufacturers, obviously, people like the bubbles. I think it's a good view, but it is a bit of a visual indicator that the dishwashing liquid is perhaps, needs a bit of a refresh. The bubbles in the baking soda, though, are a little bit different in that rather than being trapped air inside of detergents or what we might term surfactants, it's actually bubbles of carbon dioxide gas. So pure carbon dioxide gas that's being released by our baking soda when the acid of the vinegar interacts with it. Causes that chemical reaction.
So, Nathan, when my little doggy has a wee accident inside and I pour the bicarb soda on top of it, I'm contributing to climate change.
in a very subtle way, yes. I think we've got bigger fish to fry around carbon dioxide release. But the volume of gas is quite remarkable. So if you can sort of do some maths behind the chemistry, a tablespoon of bicarb, so about 18 grams, can actually give over 5 litres of carbon dioxide gas.
Oh, wow.
So that's sort of like a half a bucket full of gas from just one tablespoon of solid bicarb. So it is a really big amount of gas that can come out of this product.
So let's talk about it. Which products can we use if we want to avoid the chemicals from the supermarkets? Which home products can we use for cleaning that are effective?
So we can think a little bit about how we're going to use them. So vinegar and bicarb is the focus of the piece that I've written. And vinegar is really good for dissolving things like minerals. So if you've got, say, scum in your shower, or maybe limescale in your kettle, vinegar is a really efficient way to help dissolve those sorts of mineral-based deposits. And then baking soda, it's not an acid like we have with the vinegar, it's a base. And so bases are able to, well, they can break down fats for one thing, but also they can sometimes help to help dissolve grimy sort of molecules into water. So people might be familiar with the stronger sodium hydroxide, which is used in quite strong drain cleaners and oven cleaners.
Oh, yes.
That's also a base and can actually dissolve hair and fats based on how strong it is.
So with the vinegar, if we use it, say, for example, to get rid of those stains in the kettle, so we don't really, if we don't need to buy expensive descalers, for example, for our washing machines and you know, coffee machines and things like that. We could just use vinegar, could we?
So with all these products, it's really important to read the product manual, because I would hate to give anyone advice
yes.
that could lead to problems. Acids can be corrosive, and the wrong acid in the wrong place could do you a harm. But this is what we use often. So I have an espresso machine. I get up and make my coffee in the morning. Over time, it tells me through its various lights that it needs a descale. The actual cleaner that you can buy, the sort of branded cleaner for the coffee machine I have, is actually a solution of lactic acid.
Oh.
So this is something we think about building up in muscles, but it's also found in yogurt. So the sour taste of yogurt actually comes from lactic acid. And so different acids are used for different types of cleaning products. We can clean concrete and bricks with hydrochloric acid. That's getting a lot stronger. But vinegar is very useful for that around the house sort of cleaning.
So for things like the bathroom, for example, would that be vinegar or would that be bicarb soda?
So it would depend. If you had, say, a blocked drain, maybe a bit too much hair, or sometimes people get things growing in their sinks, bicarb could help to break up that grime. Yeah, unfortunately, when people are spitting into sinks and
yes.
toothpaste and all the rest.
It's when it talks back to
no
you.
No one likes cleaning, right? So we want to do the efficient, safe thing. Vinegar would be good for, say, some of the surface cleaning, things like glass. It's quite good. Whereas for, say, a block drain, we might want to use the bicarb there. Not so, necessarily together, but individually.
Okay, so don't combine them and watch the volcano happen. Hey, what about if you've got a filthy oven? You know, because that's something I hate cleaning. I must admit I hate it. In fact, I use this little air fryer thing because I just don't want to clean my oven. It's as simple as that, and I can shove it in the dishwasher. How do we clean them?
So there are recipes online, and one of the ones I mentioned in my piece that I mentioned, the conversation article, they made a mixture of vinegar and bicarb and then used it to clean the oven. And they got this great fizz, and then they sort of applied it and let it sort of soak. But I did some maths around the quantities they're mixing, and after the fizz has all subsided, there's over 99% of bicarb remaining. So you can clean your oven with bicarb. You put the bicarb in with a bit of water, make a paste, let it sit for a while, and then you should be able to soak or scratch off some of the material.
Nathan,
but a more rigorous way to do it would be to use sodium hydroxide. So that's a stronger cleaner. It does have more hazards, but it will make that unpleasant job of cleaning the oven a little bit easier.
So where do we get sodium hydroxide? I imagine if I went into my local supermarket and said, can you tell me where the sodium hydroxide is? They'd look at me with a blank face. Just say.
So it's remarkably easy to get. I mean, obviously there's ones that are formulated as spray on oven cleaners and the like. So pelletized, like bits of pellet of sodium hydroxide, is not going to work well.
Right.
But a lot of the more potent oven cleaners are actually a spray bottle with a form of sodium hydroxide in it. But absolutely, you could try with the bicarb first. It may, often these recipes need a bit of elbow grease, right? You need to have that scrubbing effect
to get it off.
This is another one to check the product manuals. Some people, especially new ovens, can have what's called a pyrolytic self-cleaner, where it like burns off the built-up grime. If you have one of those ovens, you don't want to be using any sort of chemical cleaner. Again, reading the product manual is a really good idea.
I love it. Nathan, what got you interested in chemistry?
I got interested in chemistry all the way back in high school, and it really helped me to understand the everyday, the world around me. I really understand lots of things with chemistry. And so I really like spreading, I suppose, the message of the chemistry that's around us, whether it be in cleaning, whether it be in food, because it is everywhere, and we can actually make our lives a bit better by knowing some chemistry.
Do you walk around with sort of chemical tricks up your sleeve, like the volcano thing and stuff like that?
From time to time. I've done a few stage shows in the past where we do, you know, put my hands on fire with some very flammable bubbles and things like that.
Oh,
so
wow.
There are a few tricks in the handbook, yeah.
Nathan, good to chat with you. Now we know how to clean our stuff. And as you said, we want everyone's coffee machines tomorrow. Can you imagine if all of Melbourne's coffee machines stop working tomorrow? Read the product manual first. That is our disclaimer.
Read the product manual.
Nathan, good to chat with you.
Indeed.
Thank you so much for joining us on
Thanks
Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Nathan sure. Kyler, Senior Lecturer in Chemistry from the University of Tasmania. There you go. Bicarb of soda, get some, and some vinegar.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.